I'm Paula Gordon with Perspectives for CNN. For decades, musician and composer Hugh Masekela fought apartheid from exile. Now South Africa is credited with having the world's best constitution.
We paid tribute to the resilience and the charitability of the people of South Africa, because after 400 years of what they went through, they were still so forgiving that we freed our oppressors to be able not only to criticize our government. They couldn't do that before. And of course, just like in Germany, you couldn't find anybody today who ever supported apartheid. But their resilience and their humility, even in a battle for liberation, is so fantastic that they haven't been given half as much credit as Nelson Mandela has gotten. But if it wasn't for those people, I wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be any Nelson Mandela. There wouldn't be any Miriam Makeba. And sometimes the world thinks that Nelson Mandela did it, or Hugh Masekela did it, or Harry Belafonte, or Miriam Makeba did it. But those people back there, I don't know if you've been to South Africa, because they're still like that. 10 years of freedom is just so sweet that people are expecting other things to happen quickly. But I said, then give us a break. We're just enjoying this little moment of sweetness, you know. If you don't treat these people well, of course, and our president knows that, they will come back and do the same thing again, because their perspective of freedom is very clear. But I just salute them as a people, especially those who lost their lives, those who were maimed, those who lost their families, that they are an amazing, amazing people. And I think that the world will never be able to repay them for what they've done for us.
There's more at paulagordon.com. With Perspectives, I'm Paula Gordon for CNN.